Beyond is sponsored by the Malone Society, the permanent utility of original texts. Go to malonesociety.com for more information. Beyond presents Gown, Hood and Cap by the Unknown. Gown, Hood and Cap, a reasonable inference of a title, survives in a manuscript at the Folger Library. Like our recently released band Cuff and Ruff, this is a short skit written by students at Cambridge. We don't have a precise date for the play, somewhere between 1610 and 1626, reference taken from Wiggin's catalogue of British drama, but the cluster of other plays of this ilk pushes it to the earlier date. It is another short skit, where anthropomorphic personifications of objects have an argument, utilising so many puns. It's a mini-genre of Toy Story skits, produced at universities at the time. Other examples include Work for Cutlers, Talking Edged Weapons, band Cuff and Gown, Talking Clothing Elements, and Boot and Spur, Talking Footwear, and more besides. All of which are on their way, or, by the time you're listening to this, already on the podcast. Links in the show description. Gown, Hood and Cap is less conflict-driven than Work for Cutlers or band Cuff and Gown. It is more about, well, bants between different students and the things they get up to. The elements of clothing are indicators of different levels of academic achievement. An academic hood trimmed with fox fur which hangs behind, the academic gown worn open, and the academic cap, all discussing their general superiority. And, for that matter, whether they're actually going to get any work done. These are, of course, merely a delivery system for puns on hoodwinking, different cap puns, and the state of one's gown. If you are unsure what the punchline means, assume it is a terrible pun. There is a lot more to unpack about what the puns are doing and what it's saying about students, but this is not the occasion. But for now, Beyond presents Gown, Hood and Cap by the Unknown. With Song Marshall as Cap, Benjamin Finch as Gown, and Robert Crichton as Hood.
Ah, Gown! Who am I?
Oh, I know not. Oh, I smell you now by your rose. It's Shu.
No! Get again!
Feel a hole above the shoe. It's stocking?
No, neither yet again. Oh, who am I?
You're vile strong, whosoe'er you be. Come let me loose, garter.
One guess more.
Foot! It can't be breeches. He'll come no more, I trow. He was clapped sufficiently last night. Nay, prithee, grip me not so hard. I feel you to be a man of arms. It's doublet.
You're too wide of the sleeves, Gown, for doublet. Yeah, once more.
Oh, have I felt you at last? Yet I think not neither. Yes, tis. I feel him by his wool. Tis hat. Come off, hat. Off, hat. You. It's you? What, do you hoodwink me?
No, you'll not know your friends.
Oh, nay, be not angry. You know non vidimus mantique quod virgo est.
Who, I? Angry? Faith, sir, no. Hood can wink at all faults.
But Hood, where's Cap all this while, that we might go to the schools?
I'll warrant you as one odd corner or other to be in.
But look yonder, he comes.
Cap!
Robin Hood, faith, how dost thou? How does little John?
Aye, many will talk of Robin Hood that ne'er shot his bow.
And you here too, Gown? I was all the market over to look this long-tailed mackerel.
Faith, Cap, sat all on a merry pin.
Aye, lads, you shall find me a mad cap.
Why, where hast been now, Cap? Art so merry.
I was in the eaves at football, and we had such fine sport. I played so well that they all cast their caps at me.
But I heard thou wert thrown extremely. Cap was thrown up oftener than anyone there. There was not a meat, but Cap was cast up. They should have sent for me.
Alas, Gown, what wouldst thou have done there? They would ne'er have let thee played. They cast off Gown before they went to play.
Why, methinks Gown should play well. He has good shanks, would endure a blow well.
He can never throw a man. This is all the good Gown can do. He will hang clogging on a man's back.
He'll run through the thickest of them. I've seen Gown brush excellent well.
Gown scorns to budge for the best of them all.
I know not what you scorn, but I am sure I have seen you taken up Gown as often as any.
Like enough, for they'll play such foul play to Gown. They'll come up and take me up behind when I ne'er think on't. But if they come before me, I'd ne'er care.
Nay, they may do it before you too, for you lie very open before Gown.
Well, if he had been there now, he'd have been glad to a run, for the proctors came, and there was the finest sport. One run this way, another that way. The proctor had like to have been upon doublet skirts, and breeches had like to have fallen down for haste. Shoes took his heels and run away as fast as he could, and Hat lost his band for haste, and nobody durst stand the proctor but Cap.
Come, Cap, we'll go to the schools. Thou hast not been there a long time, as I have seen.
Nor you neither, if the truth were well known.
Ah,
yes, he kept axe last Wednesday.
Where? In the philosophy schools.
Hood scorns to keep acts with freshmen, or with any other but bachelors.
No, I'll warrant you. You think he should do as you do. You ne'er do anything but i' the night's Cap.
Ah, in troth, I know not whether you do anything in the day or no. But it might be in the nightgown, too, for anything I know. And so we might both keep our acts in tenebris.
Away, fool, away. Your coxcomb shows you to be but an ass.
An ass, Friar Baldpate?
Aye, and a blockhead Cap.
Ah, here's fine stuff, Gown. I'll tell thee what, Gown. Cap scorns but to have a better head than any of you both.
I think you would have said a greater, for I'm sure you ne'er durst do anything in the schools. Why, whilst you were a sophister, you were suspended, Cap, every day for one thing or other.
Nay, and you be so round, Cap, we can take you down. As for your scholarship, I think you were ne'er out of Aristotle's ethics yet, Cap.
Why, that's more than ever you learned yet. You never knew what good manners meant. Nay, Gown, I'll warrant you, your facing of it shall never carry it away so.
I prithee, Cap, tell me the reason you sat not in the schools in Lent.
What, not a word? Oh, you're a considering Cap, are you?
Faith, I'll tell you what, Gown. Methinks everyone should cut his coat according to his cloth. What if 't cost Cap a crown to buy out his setting? Did not you do so too, Gown?
No, sir. I sat all the while.
Nay, it's no matter, if you had hung in the meantime. But indeed, I think you did but set. You went upon none.
Well, Cap, you need ne'er dispraise Gown, for I can tell you. He hath been put to the proof. There are few master of arts in the town, but will make much of Gown.
Alas, Hood, you had more need speak for yourself, for Gown is well backed without you.
Why, I hope you make no doubt of my learning.
How canst thou be a scholar when thou art a riding hood so oft? Thou sat'st in Lent only for fashion's sake.
It's well known what I am.
Aye, I'll bear hood witness. He went over all the bachelors of the school before he had done.
Nay, ne'er speak you so much for hood. He'll be upon your back too, Gown, ere it be long. Come, I know him of old.
And what do you know him for?
Mary, for a notorious fox-catcher.
Why, I think Hood ne'er goes to the tavern.
No, but I'm sure he goes to the alehouse. Hood is altogether for lamb's wool.
Speak no more, Cap, than you can prove.
No more I don't, for I myself have oftentimes seen you a casting Hood.
My Cap, you need not speak so much against Hood for that. I have known you being a foodling Cap too.
Faith, to speak truth of thee, Gown, I must needs say I never see thee foxed. But I met you, Gown, and Staff with an old man once. And in faith, Staff was well whittled, and you lined. Well, you had best leave it, and say I tell you in friendly manner of it. Take heed, you'll get a habit ere it be long, and then you'll have your hood pulled over your ears. And then we shall have a mourning hood.
I hope this gear will cotton better with hood than so.
But where is he? What, no sooner talking of being drunk, but he is gone.
Why, he's gone to the schools before. Do you not know that he's to reply today, and so he's afraid to stay too long?
Do you, gown answer? Then indeed hood will come upon you.
Yes.
Then I prithee, go follow him, and I'll follow you presently. This 'tis to be great in Proctor's books as Cap is. He has made me moderator, and now I have a good time to be quit with gown and hood both. If gown be tedious in's position, I'll cut off gown. I'll not have him too long. As for hood, I'll take him off presently if he dispute not well.
Cap!
But I know they stay for me. Our author bids me say for gown and hood, it is the tailor's fault they are not good. But howsoe'er, for fear of worse mishap, he lowly craves a pardon with his cap.
In Gown, Hood, and Cap by the Unknown, Hood was played by Robert Crichton, Gown by Benjamin Finch, and Cap by Song Marshall. The text coach for the production was Liza Graham. Gown, Hood, and Cap was produced for the Beyond podcast by Robert Crichton. Join our Patreon for more behind-the-scenes material. Our patrons fund all our work, and none of this could happen without their support. Go to patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, or you can give a one-off donation via ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Links are in the show description. Beyond is sponsored by the Malone Society. The Malone Society is dedicated to textual scholarship in late medieval and early modern drama. It publishes editions of early printed and manuscript texts of plays, plus collections of documentary material relating to the performance and reception of early drama, offers research fellowships, grants and prizes, and supports symposia and performances. For more details, visit malonesociety.com.